stage are you at with this thing as far as the progress is?
Progress is going pretty good. I mean, I got out of my boot yesterday, so that was a big step. I was on the scooter to the boot, and now I'm walking around weight-bearing, and the process is going, it's going along really well.
Timetable for when you're going to be back on the field, Joe?
No, there's still no timeline. I'm just working every day, you know, with the training staff. I'm here 5 days a week, you know, just doing treatment, and it's just going along really well.
What happened, and how frustrating was it to, you know, I guess, have the setback when you're trying to come back from last year's stuff?
Yeah, it was super, it was really frustrating, you know. I wasn't really expecting it, but now that it's done and we're moving forward with it, I'm really happy about where the process is going and how far along I am right now.
How did that happen?
I heard it last season in the Arizona game.
And nothing else happened?
No, then when I was training during the off season, you know, I re-aggravated it.
I mean, you had last year, you know, we all know what you went through last year.
Mm-hmm.
How are you dealing with, you know, another setback? I don't know if it's going to cost you any real time, but, mm-hmm. you know, how are you dealing with that coming off last year's difficulty?
I'm dealing with it really well, man. I got a really positive attitude, you know. Just prayer life, the new coaching staff, Coach Hugh Jackson, him being here, having faith in me, trusting me, and definitely just believing in me, knowing what type of player I am, not really feeling like I have to come out and prove to him what I can really do. You know, just him having that confidence gives me a lot of confidence in myself and doesn't make me feel like, you know, it's a whole new staff. You got to prove yourself from ground one. We played against Cincinnati before. He kind of knows what I could do.
How about Ray Horton? Talk about having him back this year.
Oh, I'm super excited about that, man. They sent me to my first Pro Bowl. That was my first year when I made it to the Pro Bowl with him and my same DB coach, Coach Lou Trophy. So just having the familiarity with those dudes, man, it feels good for me.
Joe, can you talk about how being out all this time, you know, you've been here since you last played, do you have a newfound sort of, you know, hunger for the game, appreciation for the game, or what's your kind of mindset?
I mean, definitely, you know, it's been a long, it never really went through any type of adversity like this playing football. It's always kind of been pretty good, you know. So just being able to go through something like this, you know, it definitely brings a newfound respect for, newfound love, passion, you know, saying missing it, just not being able to be out there with my guys, sometimes feeling like I'm in the way a little bit, just don't really like that feeling at all, knowing that I'm a leader on this team and a person that's going to be making a big impact depending on wins and losses, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm just really excited to just keep pushing. And then with Coach Hugh here, Coach Horton back, Coach Louie, just the atmosphere and just the way that Coach Hugh makes the players, the way he talks to us, the way he makes us feel, man, it's something I never felt since I've been in Cleveland. I say this to everybody that asks me. I think Coach Hugh's the best thing that's happened since I've been here. So, I mean, everything's going in the right direction.
Things just, the vibe wasn't good. The vibe wasn't good amongst the players. There were whispers. There were, you know, it just seems like as defensive guys, there's almost like a healing going on. You guys are re-energized. You're excited and happy about everything.
It was a lot of stuff that shouldn't have been talked about. Too many whispers, too many people worried about too many things. No wonder everybody worried about football. It was just too many other things going on. It's just when players play, coaches coach, ownership does their thing. You know what I'm saying? It's just too many other aspects, people trying to get involved in too many situations. It was a little bit messy. But it's a completely different feel, completely different vibe. Players play. That's what we do. We came here to win. And that's all that Hugh's talking about.
Joe, how much do you think not playing much, not being able to do much in training camp last year because of that hamstring injury, how do you think that affected your season when the games you didn't play?
I think it was a little bit. You know, you got to definitely get a little bit of rust off. I'm not going to come back being in tip-top shape. But, you know, it's going to take a little bit. But, you know, I'm going to be working my butt off. And definitely since this whole situation that's been going on, I'm just ready to play, ready to grind. So I'm going to be doing everything I got to do to get back to that top level.
Hugh Jackson mentioned us last month or something that you were a little bit, you know, dismayed by, you know, the talk or the reports or whatever that you might not be ready for the season opener. Did that upset you? And if so, why?
Yeah, it was a little upsetting. You know how they, because I just feel like the way that I'm going to be working and the way that I'm going to try to get back. I mean, I think I'm going to be back definitely for sure, not to miss any regular season time. You know, I don't really know about training camp. That's the goal, try to get back. But, you know, I just know for sure that my whole thing is I'm not missing any games.
Who are the guys on the defense, personnel-wise, who make you think that this unit can surprise this year?
Double D, he's a natural-born leader. You know, I can tell by his passion and the way he comes in and works every day. Kirksey, he's been developing so much, and he's trying to get that. He's getting developing into that leadership role of just a lot of the players that we have now. It's not just talk; it's more actions speak for the leaders. Like, we got people that are just working hard. Danny Shelton is by far one of the hardest workers and one of the most just happy guys you want to be around. So, I mean, just the in-house competition we have, we don't have any egos. It's just everybody fighting for a spot, everybody trying to get better. Nobody feels entitled to anything. So, I mean, with that atmosphere and that vibe, you have no choice but for people to grind and for no choice for people to get better.
So how does your role change going back to Ray Horton's system? Does it change a lot from what you were doing the last couple of years?
No, not really. Not really. Still man.
Man, guy, yeah. Take the best guy.
Yeah.
Joe, you were here when they tried to trade for RG3. What are your thoughts about adding him now, and what have you seen from the little bit you've seen of him?
Man, I've seen that he's the same thing. He has something to prove. He feels like people aren't looking at him as the way when he came out of college. You know, and I think that he still has that talent. I know he feels like he still has that talent, that ability to be a starting quarterback in the league. And the same thing, like I say, with everybody. Everybody's here to compete. Like, we have just competitive guys, and he doesn't have no ego. He's just ready to work, ready to grind, put his nose down every day, and just out there trying to get better.
Joe, can you talk about, you know, obviously we see you at the Cavs games and enjoying it and enjoying the atmosphere. Do you guys want some of that feeling, you know, the Cleveland Browns, do you want
That's
some
not
of that?
That's the question. You know the answer to that.
How badly do you guys want to bring that same excitement to the city that the Cavs are doing right now?
I actually saw that Believeland thing. I saw you on there, Tony, doing your thing. But I saw that Believeland thing, and that thing, it just made me want to I embrace Cleveland. I feel like I am a part of Cleveland. I was in Maryland. I didn't really have a football team to really support. So just being able to come here, seeing how the fans are, seeing how much they really, really love and support the team, and they just want a winner, and they stay behind the Browns even though we keep taking all these L's. I feel with the team we have now, with the coaching staff we have now, it's an opportunity. Everybody has an opportunity to change that, to make this thing special. And if we can make the football team win out here, the Cavs know. I talk to Tristan all the time. He knows if the Browns were winning like the Cavs were, it would be a whole different vibe. Not to knock it at all, but it just is what it is. So just being able to know how much love that they show the Cavs and how much the fans are still supporting the Browns, even though we haven't really gave them anything to be proud of, it just shows that when we could do flip it around, it's going to be special. And we know that. We honestly, seriously do know that.
When the Browns spend their top pick on a new wide receiver who's real fast and confident, does that get a cornerback's attention? And have you been checking out Coleman a little bit?
Oh, yeah, I've been checking Coleman out a whole lot, man. I mean, I really liked him coming out of Baylor. I actually kicked him with him out in Vegas. We both are signed with Jordan, so I met him out there and we got to hang out a lot. And he loves the people that we brought in is just people that love the game and just want to be great. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to come in. He wants to work. He wants to make an impact. He wants to be an impact player on the team. And that's really all you can ask for.
Obviously, you guys thought you had one of the best secondaries in the league, and you had injuries to deal with, and now Dante Whitner and Deshaun Gibson are gone. What's your level of optimism, confidence that this secondary can surprise people? With you coming back, even though those other guys aren't here, how do you feel about the whole unit?
I think a secondary is going to be is a sleeper right now, but I feel like we can be special. With IC, people don't really pay attention to him as much. He's a really, really smart player. And like Coach said, we got Poyer. We brought in Raheem. It's just It's just opportunities. It's just opportunities and competition. And that's going to bring out the best in people. With myself, Tremont, Justin Gilbert, and Kaywan. I think Kaywan is honestly one of the best nickels in the league, just being able to put hands on people and do his job with, as far as blitzing and handling the slots. I think we're going to be able to surprise a lot of people, for one, because we got a lot to prove. It's all grind, you know what I'm saying? So we feel like a lot of people are counting us out. So that chip is what's going to make us a whole lot better, I feel like, this season.
So you mentioned Justin. He's obviously struggled his first couple of years here. You know, like you, top 10 first-round draft pick, Magic. You know, he's one of the leaders on the defense. I know you've tried to work with him.
Right.
But have you seen anything different with him here over these last couple of months under the new coaching staff and another off season?
Yeah, I think he feels this. I think he feels the same way everybody does in the building, as far as a new start with this coach, you bringing in that it's competition and just giving you that feeling of belief. He believes in everybody that he has on this team. I mean, he said otherwise they wouldn't be here. So just with Gilbert feeling like that, feeling like the coaches have his back, feeling like the players have his back, he's been working his tail off, and that's all you can ask for. It's just because he has all the ability in the world, but you just gotta just get it done on the field. So I mean, I'm excited for Justin to be able to, just from what I've been seeing from these couple of weeks that we've been out there, he's just been working, just been grinding, just trying to study, and just that's all I can ask for.